It's a busy Monday morning in the cafeteria at Benton Elementary School on Hinkson Street. Students pick up a breakfast of donuts, cheese sticks, and fruit before heading to classrooms. Normally, these Benton students would eventually end up at Hickman or Rockbridge High School. But Columbia Public Schools is currently redrawing its school districts to accommodate the opening of the brand new Battle High School. It's also consolidating its junior high schools and middle schools in favor of a one-stop-shop intermediate school for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. 9th graders, who are currently grouped with junior high school students, will attend high school. So what schools will these Benton Elementary students be attending? It's all up in the air for now.
We don't have any corner of the market and solutions yet. We haven't started anything about boundaries yet.
That was Don Ludwig, a co-chair of the Secondary Enrollment Planning Committee. The committee has been holding meetings throughout March to hear the community's concerns.
Just allow it, and it'll even out.
Don't allow anything, I think. Don't allow any transfer.
Last Thursday at Jefferson Junior High School, parents voiced their concerns at a public forum. Some of the issues raised concerned travel times and traffic safety, demographic equality, and walkability. Tom Kaiser, a parent at the forum, said grandfathering for current students was the most important issue for him.
You know, we've embedded ourselves with Rockbridge. We got to know the faculty, the staff, a lot of the teachers, athletic coaches, and a lot of other parents that have children that will end up at Rockbridge. And I don't want to start my whole relationship within my own town over again.
Ludwig says the committee is learning from the forums and collecting information on new problems as parents raise them. He says the process won't be perfect. There will be broken hearts, but the goal is to find a solution that will satisfy most families.
So I think travel is very important. Diversity, the desire to mirror Columbia and the terms of demographics is also equally important. But these are counter-pulling ideas, so we have to be very careful on how we craft a solution.
Dr. Wanda Brown, superintendent of secondary education, said the redistricting process is extensive, but will end up lowering student populations and decreasing the number of school transitions. Brown says that's really good news for kids.
And the research and best practice will tell us that kids who are already at risk really struggle with transition. So our two-year schools really set up a challenge for students who are at risk. And the other thing that we're doing by taking ninth grade out of the intermediate mix is we're making for smaller environments. So our intermediate schools, like West Junior, that's as large as 900 and something, will go to about 650. And our high schools, like Hickman, that are almost 2,000, will go to about 1,700 or 1,800.
This is the largest redistricting the school has attempted. And Brown says the process will be emotional because people love their schools.
There are people in this community who have grown up and they are going to be Bruins or they're going to be Cupies. And no matter how beautiful you build a new high school or how exciting that is, there's a lot of passion associated with wanting to be a Cupie or a Bruin. So we know we have a lot of community to build with the new Battle Spartans, and we anticipate being able to do that, but it will be a passionate process, I'm sure.
Ludwig said the committee hopes to have a proposal ready by September. Students should know their assigned schools next year or 18 months before Battle High School opens. Lydia Mulvaney, KBIA News.